Kiddush that we had in Rashi. Not in Rashi, in the Rambam, in the Rash book. The Gemara says here in the bottom, on the top of Gimel and Aleph, it says that the Shliach is believed over the husband. Why is the Shliach believed over the husband? Because there's a notion called Nedek Dayik. He's very careful, and he's so careful, he doesn't want to make himself look bad, and therefore the Shliach overpowers the husband, and with the Shliach saying the funny neck, then he is believed. That was the Maskana Sagamara, because he had this audience. Okay. Rashi says the following. Let's look at the Rashi. The shliach is very careful when he gets it from the husband. He wants to be very careful that the husband's divorcing out of his own will. He will not come to protest anymore. And even if he does come to protest, he's not going to be believed. So we interpreted the Rashi, that Rashi writes as follows. We interpreted the Rashi, that Rashi holds that the husband loses. If the shliach says b'fanei nechtav, he is not believed. Even if he does come forward, he will not be believed. Okay? That's the way we interpreted Rashi. Who agrees with our interpretation of Rashi? The Rashba. The Rashba says that the husband is not believed at all when the shliach says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. That's the way we're reading Rashi. When we say v'inami, v'inami means, and if he does go ahead and protest, he is not what? He is not believed. There is the notes in the Ritva, on the bottom of the page in the Ritva, where he wants to interpret the Rashi, v'inami, as a second teretz. Meaning to say, you read the Rashi as follows, that the first sheet in Rashi says that the husband will not come to protest, but if he does, what's the din? He will be believed. When it says that he will not come to protest, but if he does, he'll be believed, like we interpreted from the Rashba. Now the Rashba himself did not interpret Rashi like that. So the Rashba himself did not interpret Rashi like that, but nonetheless, there is one a possibility, as the notes in the Ritva wants to say, that maybe you could read the two days in Rashi as two distinct days, and what would be the halacha? The halacha would be two days, is the husband believed or not? Meaning even after he said finding out really nothing, you would what? You would be believed, and therefore you would require Keemstars. So I want you just to get that. The Pashas is like we're saying, and you look in the Ritva, when the Ritva presents the two pshatim, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says inam, not vi'inam. V'inami is a little bit more than it's a continuation. It's not considered a distinct second teretz. And therefore, that's the shot that we could suggest here, Lamaisa, in the Rashi. But I want you to just note that there is the notes in the Ritva that wants to say Rashi is quoting two days, which is not the Pashup shot. Okay. That's number one that I want to point out. Number two, we mentioned that from Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman had a beer on Dover as to why the takana of the Chachamim of the Fanecha begins the Masechta. So we didn't mention what his pshat was, so please get it. The Ritva has a Lashon. Does anyone have the Ritva here? I forgot to bring it. Does anyone have the Ritva? Oh, very good. The Ritva, I don't know if it's going to be in this one, in the most of the good ones, but the Ritva has a Lashon. Give me the Ritva there on the beginning there, at that base. The Ritva has a Lashon that the Masechta began with the Takana of the Fanei Nechtam, because it's Chavivin. The Ritva has a Lashon that it is Chavivin. What does it mean that it is Chavivin? That it is endeared, it's special. So, Rav Gusman wants to say the following. He says this is what the Ritva is driving at. The Takana is Chavivin. The reason why the Takana is Chavivin is because there is a premise. And the premise is that get is different than other stars. And that's what the Masechta is bringing out. Get is unlike other stars that we have. And therefore, when we do Keemstars for Gittin, the Fanei Nechtav is different than all other Keemstars. Because it's highlighting the difference between get and other stars. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is that the Fanenecha Fanenechon replaces the general requirement for Kiyum Shtaris, but it's still a new type of what? New type of formula that we don't have by other Shtaris. So you can say it in one of two ways. That's what I want to bring out. You can say the Fanenecha Fanenechon is a totally new way of doing Kiyum Shtaris, which does not exist by other Shtaris, other Kiyum Shtaris. Or no, the Fanenecha Fanenechon is a new formulation of what Kiyum Shtaris is by Gittin. But both those ways that we said it over are highlighting the fact that get is shoneh, is different than shar shtaris. That get is different than other shtaris. And that's why the Sefta wants to begin with the Takanah of Fanenecha. Fanenecha says, Rav Gusman, to highlight the fact that the din of get is different than other shtaris. That's exactly what the Sefta begins with. And that's why it's assuming that premise. And the Kiyum Shtaris of Get B'Fanei Nechtav is certainly different than other Shtaris. Maybe it's completely different. That's number one. And number two, L'maaseh, even if you want to say it replaces the general requirement of Kiyum Shtaris, L'maaseh, if you want to say it replaces the general requirement of Kiyum Shtaris, but that formula is not found by other Shtaris. So it is, they both are saying that there is a concept of Get being different than other Shtaris. That is why the Masechta begins with the Kanah B'Fanei Nechtav B'Fanei Nechtav. Because we want to highlight the difference that get is different than other stars. Remember we said the Ritva learned against the Rambam? Rambam has a Seder in Mishnayos that Gittin is before what? Kiddushin. The Ritva has Kiddushin before Gittin. And since the Masechta began Kiddushin, the Konas Atzma of the get, so the Mishnah follows suit and also says, what do you mean the Konas Atzma of the get? So the Masechta begins with Hilchos Gittin. But it wants to show you a halacha that highlights that get is different than other stars. That's Rav Gusman's Atzal's job as to why the Masechta begins. Okay, that's the second point that I wanted to bring out. Okay, let's see now the Tysus. A third, let's see the Tysus inside. Okay? Chadasi Baal Maro Pasalit. What line of the Gemara were we at? What line of the Gemara does it say Chadasi Baal Maro Pasalit? What line was that referring to? The Gemara was asking in the Havamin that the husband should be believed over the Shliach. Chadasi Baal Maro Pasalit. That's what the Gemara was what? That's in fact what the Gemara was saying in the Havamin. Okay, Evan, go ahead. Let's see the Tosis. Go ahead. Chadasi.
Chadasi baal maro pasalei. Yesh the parish the pasalei mamish. Afalgat the one mehiman. The leka elad the alma nesol.
Excellent. So Tosis begins by saying, even though Tosis throughout the whole sugya has learned lies is enough to invalidate a get, which is an extreme comment, an extreme statement. Lies is strong enough to invalidate a get. Okay? You would have thought not. It's gossip, slander, lashon hara. No. Tosos says lies, the Gemara of the Hef meant, Chadash if I'm our apostle, the apostle of Mamish. Go ahead. What's Tosos kasha? Please get this. Mimon of Shach. Meaning, if you don't want to require the Shliach to say anything, that's fine. Rogue Bikinin, Stop Sifra Mikbar Miri, we assume everything's fine. Okay? And if the Baal doesn't say anything, it gets fine. Mitzat Shani, though, if you require him to say the Fanei Nechtav Fanei Nechtav, if the Baal screams and says something, it shouldn't help. Because there's still going to be a lingering lies. Lies is lingering. So just because you say the Fanei Nechtav Fanei Nechtav, that's going to solve the lies. There's still going to be lies out there. Sometimes he's asking me, Momoshach. Either don't require anything for him to say, and we should assume everything's good, right? And if the Baal doesn't say anything, we know it's fine. Mitzad Sheni, even if you require the Shliach to say something, if the Baal screams and says something, it shouldn't help, because the lies will still linger after a scream. This is what Tosis Kasha is. Mimonoshoch. What did the Gemara hold in the Havamin? It's very difficult what the Gemara held in Havamin. What was the Havamin that the Fanei Nechtav should help? It's worthless. Either don't say anything at all, the husband won't say anything, if the husband doesn't say anything, it's fine. And if the husband does say something, you say the Fanei Nechtav, that doesn't help. The lie still lingers. So Tosis is asking, what in the line of the Gemara, at the stage in the Gemara asked the Kasha, what on earth was the Fanei Nechtav all about? That's Tosis Kasha. A lot of guys are working hard on Tosis, very proud of you. That's exactly what Tosis is asking. Go ahead, Evan. What's the answer? It's a scare tactic. What's the answer, David? It's a scare tactic. What's a scare tactic? That once we require b'fanech, the husband will not come because he doesn't think he'll be believed. V'yishlomar to what? This, read again, v'yishlomar. Most of the times they're not going to complain. That's all yotzi means. It's not going to be motzi a complaint. Register a complaint. Go ahead. She is bored. Don't think he thinks they won't believe him. Go ahead. But if he does register the complaint, you better believe he's believed. He is believed. And what will you require? Kiyum. Even after b'fanech. Go ahead, next line. Koi. Oh, what does our Mishnah say at the end of the Mishnah? Please get this. This is a hard one. What does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Maybe get there to throw? Yiskai Mechol Samoth is mentioned where you didn't say the funny method. Yes? Tosfos says the Havamin was that phrase also is going on the race of the Mishnah, which is bringing a get from where? Delivering a get from Kutzbarns. Where you do say the funny method, funny method. Meaning you can envision a case, please get this, that Yiskai Mechol Samoth can apply even if the funny method was said. Meaning even if the Shlich said the funny method, funny method, the husband is believed in his ear, and you're going to require a key. So that's what this Gemara held in this stage. That he's got to call some of when on what? When on everything. The whole Mishnah. And therefore the Shliach will be what? Will not be believed. Even though he said before an actor. Go ahead, Evan. And then what is the Gemara answer on that? Excellent. What's the Gemara's answer? The Shliach is very careful. The Baal will not protest. And even if he protests, do we believe him? Evan? We don't believe it. It's not even a loss. I mean, it won't even generate a loss. Because the Shliach is so careful, his nemonis is elevated, the Baal is not believed. And the Fanenechav solves everything. That's how you read the Gemara according to places. So what does Chana Posolei mean? What does Posolei mean? What does Posolei mean? Mamish. It's Mamish Posel. Because of loss. That's what the Havamina was. Even if the Shliach says, we'll find a neck of a neck, the husband can generate a loss, and it will be Mamish be Posel. It Mamish will be Posel. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Now, what you'll ask me, what's the point of finding a neck of a neck of that Rebbe? What does it say? The scare of the guy. But if he does come, he's taka believed. If he does come, he's not going to believe. Then the Gemara says, no, he's not because of any diet. Very good. That's how Tosis learns. Excellent. Might or not? Oh, he doesn't like it. Why not? Excellent. The Rhesus, no way. There is no way Laz, Lashon Hara, and Gossip could make this get Mamash possible. There is just no way. The Reese says the word puzzle does not mean puzzle, because we know it's kosher. Go ahead, Behold. And second of all, he argues with Tosfos, the Reese says. Yiskai Mechol Samoth Mark was only said on what? The end of the Mishnah. It wasn't on the first part of the Mishnah. What does that mean to say? That if the Shliach says before the Nechav, you always win. There's no thing Yiskai Mechol Samoth. Yiskai Mechol Samoth is only when you bring the get there, so you don't say b'fanenechav. There's no din of Yiskai Mechol Samoth after b'fanenechav is said. He doesn't buy it to read. Please get the read. Just 2 points. Number one point is that because of Laz, there's no way to get to be possible. It's got to be kosher. And number two is Yiskai Mechol Samoth is only going under what the Mishnah said, the Seifa. If you say on the ratio of b'fanenechav, the Shliach wins. There's no din of Yiskai Mechol Samoth. If the husband tries to arm him over after the Shliach and find nothing enough, he loses. Nothing to talk about. Go ahead. So then how does he learn the Gemara? How does the Re learn the Gemara? Go ahead. Yeah, Venera, go ahead. Venera Lafarish. Fossile, right? Excellent. This is, what does the Re say? The get is kosher, get is kosher. What does the word puzzle mean in the read? It means everyone's going to start speaking slander and say, oh, you better not marry that woman.
because we think maybe the get's possible. The get is not possible. The get is kosher. But it's all what people are thinking. And she'll get stuck as an aguna. What is the Gemara answer to that, Evan? Kara Medek Daik. Everyone's going to know that the shliach was careful, and the shliach was very, very what? Very, very believable, and therefore whatever the Baal said, the Baal does not beat out the shliach. Because the shliach said, b'fanei nechtam. And therefore people are going to what? Marry this woman, and they're not going to be scared. They're not going to be scared at all. Okay? And therefore, Lamaisa, it comes out very beautiful. But when the Gemara says the word puzzle, what's the pshat according to the Marie? Even though it's a chiddush, Yossi was asking me to say that. What's the chiddush? It doesn't mean puzzle. It's locked out. It just means people will stay away from her. That the Gemara is going to die, they will not. They'll want to marry her because there's not even any laws. The laws is pounced down. So what emerges is a fundamental machlokes Tosis in the Re, get it down. When the Gemara and the Kasha said upasle, did it mean literally? Like Tosis, yes. Like the Re, no. It just meant that there would be a laws. And people would stay away from it. But it always, the get was always kosher. Then the commercial line of the Gemara is Menik Daik is that people will want to marry her because there won't be any laws at all because Menik Daik. They know that the Shlich overpowers the Baal and he says, b'fanei nechtam. Okay, we got this? Wasn't such a hard place. You got to work at it, Lamaisa. Wasn't such a hard place. But Lamaisa, what we must add on is as follows. Okay, please get it. I wanted you to see the Maharam Shif and the Maharam. The Maharam writes, this whole Tosis we should not have learned today. Why? What does the Maharam say? This whole Tosis we should not have learned today. What does he say? What does the Maharam say? So go ahead, Yaakov. What does the Maharam say? I can't hear you. Yes, this whole Tosis is not like Rava. It's like Ruffle. How do you know? Excellent, because it's in Iskayim. Yiskayim has nothing to do with Lishmo. Therefore, we should not have learned this Tosis today. We should have waited until next week when we got to Ruffle. That's what the Maharam writes. Okay? Very interesting Maharam. Okay? Fine? That same phrase appears in later on in the Gemara with Ruffle. This is what the Maharam wants to say. Okay? He says, you can't bring up Yiskayim Michosomov. Oh. Who says not that way? The Tosis HaRosh, first of all, writes Beferish, this Tosis can be said both LaRava and Rava, and the Marsha also echoes the Tosis HaRosh. That this Tosis could apply to both Rava and Rava. So it's correct that we learned it today. Feed the Tosis HaRosh, and feed the Marsha. The Maharam Shif, in fact, says, if you looked at it, the Maharam Shif seemed to say it's only Rava. I mean, that's where it's found in the Gemara. I mean, it's hard to tell, but it seems like it's only Rava. Maharam Shif says only Rava. How is it only Rava? How could Yiskayim Chosomov relate to Lishma? What's the answer? What do we say from the Chassam Sofer from the Tosafta? What's the pshat? Niri? How could Yiskayim Chosomov relate to Lishma? The husband is Ma'or, not that it's Mezuyah, but it's Ma'or that it's what? Excellent, that it was Shalom Lishma. Excellent. So therefore there's no problem, says the Maharam Shif. The Maharam Shif says Iskai Nechosomov means that the guy is Ma'orah that it wasn't written Lishma. And the guy is Ma'orah that it's written Shalom Lishma. So how do you solve the deal? The husband comes and says it was written Shalom Lishma. He has that Miku to say Mizuyev. So what do we do? Iskai Nechosomov takes away his Miku. You follow what I'm saying? You've got to add that Kinesh. When you're a Sky in the Chosomov, that doesn't show the get was written Lishma. It might show the signatures was written Lishma. It doesn't show the get was written Lishma. But what it does, it destroys the guy's Migu. The husband comes in with a tiny A of saying it wasn't Lishma. With a Migu, you could have said Mezuyah. If you're a Sky in the Chosomov, you take away the Migu. The name of the husband's not believed. So the Maharam Shif said, this place is Lafi Rabba. Yes, we're correct also for reading it today. Learning it today. And how hard we got it today. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Maharam Shif wants to say. Okay? That's his Kiddush. The Maestro comes out very, very good. Tosis going out. Leave it to Rava. And therefore, there is no problem to say Sky Mechosomov relates to Rava. The Miri, remember we said this to the Miri? Chassam Sofer pointed out from the Tosafot. Miri said the same thing. Remember we said, we quoted a Miri? The Miri said the same thing. That the error was what? That it was Shalom Lishma. We pointed that out earlier. Yes, right here. Rabba was written, the Miri writes that, the Samsofer says the Tosefta is mashma like that as well. Okay? Everyone got that? Oh. Now I want to add out one more Nakuda. Please get it. Okay? Two more from this Tais. Let's get it. Okay? Lefi the Maharaj. Okay? Lefi the Maharaj, who said that this Tais is only for Rabba. Okay? This Tais is only for Rabba. This comes out of beautiful Chiddush. What did Tosfos say the whole sugya? We're talking about what? Rashi's Chashash Amisi. And what is Tosfos? Laz. Want you to get this. Lefi the Maharam, the Laz is only what? The Laz is only what? According to Rava, that the star will be Mezuyah. Because according to Maharam, Tosfos talking Lefi Rava. So what does it mean? The Laz generates that it was Mesuyah. But according to what? According to Rabba, Lemais, and this is what I want you to get this Chiddush. Again, Lefi the Maharam, what comes out? Tosfos holds Laz, what's the Laz? The guy's going to claim Mesuyah. But Lefi the Maharam Shif, who said this Tosfos is Lefi Rabba, then what's the Laz? What's the Laz? Shalom Lishma. But what? Mizuyah will be a chashash amiti. Please get this down. Lefi the Maharam Shif in Tosfos, the Laz is in Rabba. The Laz is that he's going to claim in Shalom Lishma. That's only a Laz. But if he claims Mizuyah, that'll be a chashash amiti. So what comes out from Tosfos is, if I would ask you on a peanut, what is Shikas Rashi in the Suya? Chashash amiti. What is Shikas Tais in the Sugya? Laz. Is there any element at all according to Tais? Chashash amiti? What's the answer? Lefi Tais and Gimel Anaf Lefi the Maharam Shif's Pshat. Yes, there is. Because there's Laz. Lefi the Maharam Shif. The Laz is only his claim that it was Shalom Lishma. But the Chashash that it was forged is the Chashash amiti. This is what we want to suggest. Okay? That's a Chiddush in the Maharam Shif. Comes out of the Maharam Shif and tells it there's an element of Chashash Amiti. Seth, you got me? You got it? Let me say it again? Nachamol. Lefi the Maharam Shif, Tais talk within Rabba. So Tais the whole sugya is Laz. What's the Laz? That he's going to claim in Rabba that it was Shalom Lishma, right? But according to Tosfos, what's Chatan Rabba? Whatever he claims Mizuyah? That's not a Laz, that's a Chashash Amiti. That's a Chashash Amiti. That's the Chiddush that we want to suggest. Okay? That's what comes out from the Maharam Shif. Okay. Also, what emerges from this place is, please get it, is another answer to the Kasha of Rabbi Kivager yesterday. What was Rabbi Kivager's Kasha in the Bina Shas yesterday? Very quickly, what was it? What was the kasha? What did Tosfos ask? Hi, Kuno Chumaru, the Gemara asks in Gittin. The Gemara should have asked the same thing where? In Yavamos. Hi, Kuno Chumaru. That was Tosfos' kasha. Rabbi Kivager says, why? Here we're concerned the husband's going to lie. Therefore, it's Hi, Kuno Chumaru. You should require two to offset his life. There, no one's going to lie. She's not going to get remarried until what? You should die kominsibah. What was the answer we gave yesterday from Rabbi Parvarsky Zatzal? That what? Public policy, even though we're not choshish for it, but still you should make a takana that won't end up, the kula won't end up being a chumrah, right? That's why we answered yesterday. We never want to make a takana that kula will be a chumrah. It's a beautiful answer. Even though we're not concerned it's going to happen. But public policy-wise, why make a kula that could come out to be a chumrah theoretically? Rav Stein Shlit, one of the Gedol Yisroel in B'nai Brak, says a different terms to the beginning of Kasha based on the place we just saw. What's the teretz? What does Tosfos say by us? What does Tosfos say by us? Before the read, the beginning of Tosfos said it, that it's a scare tactic. We're not concerned he's going to come. But if he does come, what happens? Sometimes he might come. And therefore, sometimes he might come. Would he be? Is he believed? Yes. Chad asi ba'al mar apostle. We're not choshish he's going to come because he's going to scare him off in front of Netflix. But if he does come, do we believe him? Yes, there is that possibility. So the Gemara jumps on that and says, Chad nami Baal Gemara Pusulim.
So you see from Tosfos itself, this place we just learned, that even though it's not a prevalent possibility, but we are still what Choshesh, that there is a small possibility might come, and if it does come, he's believed.
So you see that already in Tosfos. So in the same vein, the previous Tosfos asked, well, in Yevamos, the Gemara should have asked Haikula Haikumaru too, because there is a slight possibility the husband might want, might surface and might still be alive. You see that already Tosfos theory, he likes this theory, that even though it's not, we're not conscious that it's going to happen 90% of the time, but there is a slight possibility. If he does come, he's believed. If he does surface, he's alive, her officers. Right? She's going to get messed over. She's got to get divorced from him and both guys. Well, if you were to require her to, she could go back to her husband. So this, I want you to get this. That's why I waited until today to do this terrorist. We had to see the places first.
That's what Steinbeck Zatzal wants to say. We say, Rahel, it's a shakar.
He wants to give this terrorist. Everyone got it? It's a beautiful terrorist. So you had one terrorist from David Provarsky from yesterday. Second terrorist was Steinman, how to answer one, how to answer this Tosfos kasha. But it comes out Tosfos Shikasso from one Tosfos to the next. Tosfos has this theory. He can be chayshish for something that is not prevalent. And therefore, what if a guy comes, he would have been believed. That was Tosfos in the kasha. Okay. Very good. Let's now move to Shemitah Shikasso. Oh, you found for me the Ritva. Thank you, Art. Yes. I'm just going to read you the Lashon Ritva. We didn't list the Hilchos Gepuration. We should have learned Hilchos Gittin first. The 10 things of the Rambam. Why is it Chavivale? Says Rav Gusman, I'll tell you why it's Chavivale. It's Chavivale because why? Why is it Chavivale? It's Chavivale because it's an indicator that Get is different than other stars. That's the pshat that Rav Gusman wanted to say in the pshat of the Ritva. Okay. Fine. Let us begin now. Hashmatas Ksofa. Okay. There is a din in the Chumash that at the end of Shemitah year, all debts are canceled. Bezer Shemar Sunday, we're making a base in the shul for the fellows that loan money, so they should be able to write a proposal to keep the loan intact. Now, let's begin from the Chumash. Sugyas on Daf Lamed Daled or Bay. Let's just take a quick look at the Mishnah, then we'll turn to Lamed Vav. Okay, today we do Shemitah Ksofim, Bez Hashem Sunday we'll do the Din of Prusbal. It's two parts that you have to do first. Gemara Lamed Daled Beis, and the end of the Mishnah says Hillo, Hiskin, Prusbal, and they Tikkun Olam. Hillo is Mesak and Prusbal because of Tikkun Olam. What do you mean Tikkun Olam? What was the Tikkun Olam? First of all, the guys who won, who lent the money would be off tzuris, they'd lose all their money. Second of all, if they knew this, they'd stop lending. And then the guys that needed the money would be off tzuris. See, because of Tikkun Olam, that's what much of the Mishnayos are in the fourth parak, deal with different topics of Tikkun Olam. Right? Even according to Rabbi Lazar, holds Adam Asira Karsi, one of the Tikkun Olams, you should always have Adam sign on the get. On any star. That's in the previous. You see, that's the previous one. Adam close on the get, need Tikkun Olam. Rabbi Lazar holds Adam Asira Karsi. You don't need Adam on the get itself. Yes, you do, Mid Rabbanah. Because the aid in the Seer might not always be around. They might have died. They might have gone to Minasiyam. They're not around them the kind they get. So you have no other choice but to what? To make sure you have signatures on. There are many different types of Tikkun Olam. Prusbul is one of them. Okay. Now let's start from what we have in the Chumash. Okay? Let's start from what we have in the Chumash. The Torah has two essays and a law. Okay? You look in the Chumash, the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh, the following. One mitzvah essay to cancel all debts, Shamot Kol Bashei Yadeu. Second mitzvah is a mitzvah lotase, you're not allowed to claim debts from a borrower, Lo Yikos. Esra Et Re'eh, please get this. Lo Yikos, don't pressure your friend. Lo Yikos. The one is, number one, mitzvah essay, is to cancel all the debts. Number two is a law, you can't pressure your friend. And number three is a lotase as well. You should not stop yourself from lending before Shemitah, from a chash that the loan is going to get canceled. I'm sorry, this guy needs the money, lend it to him. Whatever happens in the future, I don't care. Not that I don't care, but you have to be a Baal Chesed. So there's one essay and two lavim. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, on Lamed Vavim and Aleph, let's take a look inside, okay? Let's take a look inside, Lamed Vavim and Aleph. Evan, very good. Let's see from the two dots. Let's go. Okay? Try to move a little bit quicker. Yeah, go ahead. Hiliski and Rapuzma, you're doing a great job. Go ahead. Tanan Hasso. Oh, you write up a Prisma, keeps the load intact. Go ahead. Oh, this is one of the things that holds Masakin. Go ahead. When you saw people stopping loan each other money. Go ahead. Yeah, don't be evil-hearted and say, oh, why should I lend the guy money? It's coming to lose it all. Go ahead. Go ahead. Plony Dayanim. I'm giving in front of you my debts, Mr. X and Mr. Y Dayanim. Go ahead. Any code that I have, it's on Mr. X, I want to be able to collect. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. The Dayanim standing about his aid. Here, I have a crucible right here. This is a crucible. The one on the top is for Dayanim, the one is for Aiden. We used to try to do Dayanim. We make a basement, and the guys fill out. They don't have to fill out every specific loan. All they have to do is say, all the loans that I lent, I want you to hold it for me, basement. So it'll keep intact. Okay, and this is it in English. Okay? And this is it in English. Now we'll learn the details of Prusbol that you show on Sunday. There are many details. A loan has to have karka. He doesn't have karki, you have to be magnet him. Okay? Alright. Excellent. Go ahead. Now please get this cash. Go ahead. What's the cash? How on earth do we say that what? That Midoraisa loan's canceled. He'll have the audacity to get up and say it's not canceled. That's a bomb kasha. Go ahead, Evan. Go ahead. Go ahead. So since Shvi's Bisman Hazeh according to Abaye is only what? Midrabanan? Yes? So since Shvi's Bisman Hazeh, Karka not working land is only Midrabanan, Shvi's Ksufim is only Midrabanan. What are the three reasons, please get it, why Shvi's Bisman Hazeh might be Midrabanan? It's a big shout out to Apostle. We learned Shvi's this summer in the Kolin in our shul. Why is Shvi's Bisman Hazeh Midrabanan? What's the spark? Three sparks. Number one, Enyol, I want you to get this. Number one, Enyol. Number two, maybe we pass the Kitch Shishni is Lav Kitch Lasalovo, which is against two. What did we learn in the beginning of the year? Says Kitch Lasalovo. Who says Kitch Shishni is Kitch Lasalovo? The Rambam, excellent mark. Maybe Rashi says Kitch Shishni is Lav Kitch Lasalovo, and therefore what? And therefore Toy Rabbana. And the third reason is that maybe you don't have Pius Kulka. You need the majority of the Jewish people to be living in Eretz Yisrael just like you're required by Challah. The Rambam extended the Jews in Mysras. And maybe for Shemitah the Yom, you need a majority of the Jews to be in Eretz Yisrael. These are three different spars why Shvi's Bisman Hazeh might be downgraded from being what? From being the Arise to becoming one of the what? The Rabbanan. Go ahead, Evan. So since it's only the Rabbanan, go ahead. Takinu. And the Rabbanan is Masakin that what? That it should be canceled, even though Shviz is not the Raisa, Bisman Hazeh, but they wanted us not to forget about it. Go ahead. Excellent. So does everyone get this? What was the worst question? If the Raisa what? Loans are canceled. And Hillel what? How can you have the audacity to say that what? They're not canceled. The Gemara's answer is that Shviz Bisman Hazeh is the Rabbana. So since Shvi's Bisman Hazeh Drabanan Karka, Shvi's Ksufim is Drabanan, therefore what? There should be no din of Shvi's Ksufim at all. None whatsoever. Why is there? because the Rabbanim wanted us not to forget about it. But it's a rabbinic institution. They all said this rabbinic institution is getting out of hand. Not getting out of hand, but people aren't lending. So therefore I have to get up and what? I have to get up and create a principle. That's called Emor to Emor. The Rabbanim created Shemitah, so he will say, I'll stop the Shemitah. Okay? Oh, very good. Evan, next kasha. This is very important to remember that there are two distinct kashas. That was the first kasha. Now we're going to ask the second kasha. Go ahead. Exactly. Who says the Araisa that it's not Mishamet? Jeez. And the Rabbanan have the ability to say that what? That it should be Mishamet. Does everyone got this? This is a different kasha than the kasha number Aleph. What was the kasha number Aleph? The kasha number Aleph was the Araisa it's canceled. How can Hill say it's not canceled? Very clear kasha. What's this kasha? This kasha is if the Araisa it's not canceled, because there's no Shemitah, the Araisa. If the Araisa it's not canceled, how did Hill get up and what? Misakin that what? Not Hill, but how did the Rabbanim misakin that it should be what? That it should be Shemitah. I mean, the Gemara is asking on that first stage. They find that the Araisa level was no Shemitah. How did the Rabbanim say there would be Shemitah? That's what the Gemara is asking on. The Gemara is asking on that stage. They are two distinct kashas. Go ahead. Sheva Altasi. Very good. What does Sheva Altasi mean? No big deal. They find that the Araisa level what? If on a derisive level, what? It's not canceled, meaning the debt remains intact. What did the Rabbanim just say? Don't pay it. The Rabbanim have the power to be ochre, dover, minator, b'shev, altase, passively. They tell us we can't blow a shofar on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is b'Shabbos. They also said, don't pay it. No big deal. That's a buy. Go ahead.
Okay. Rabba Amar, have your faith in chapter.
Oh, I want you to get this. There is a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Please get this now. Rashi learns when Rava says Hefker based on Hefker, not only is he answering the second Kasha, he's answering the first Kasha as well. How does he answer the second Kasha? What was the second Kasha? How can the Torah say it's what? Remains attacked, the Rabbanim just say it's canceled, don't pay it. Hefker based on Hefker. The Chum have governing rights when it comes to financial matters. They can say what? They can say whatever they want in Diddy Mummies. Yes? Therefore, they say don't pay it. How does it answer the first kasha? What was the first kasha? The Torah said it's canceled. And what did Hillel say? It's not canceled. How can they do that? Hefker isn't Hefker. Please get it down. Rashi here says he's answering both kashas at Diddy Mummies, Rav Amar. Rashi says that Rav is answering both kashas. Okay? Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph Dibrei Maskil Mi'ika argues and says that Rav is only answering the second kasha. Rav is only answering the second kasha. Okay? He's not answering the first kasha. Alright? Does everyone hear that? Rav is only answering the second kasha by saying Hefker Basin Hefker. But the first kasha is not willing to answer with that. Why? Oh. So, this is very, very important, Shiloh. Halacha l'mais. Okay? I want you to get this. The bottom line is a machloikis the Rambam Ravid, and this might be a machloikis Rashi and Tosis. Please just get it. Okay? It's a machloikis Rambam Ravid, and what we just said might be a machloikis Rashi and Tosis Ladin. Halacha l'mais. Okay? What happens if Shvi's, if Shvi's is the Araisa, what's the din? What happens if Shvi's is the Araisa? Does the principle work or not? Okay? Shvi's, the Araisa. Does the principle work or not? Principle, Mo'il, Allah. What do you say? Machlik is Ramam Raikin. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes Halacha Tetzain Shemitah V'Yovel that Prusbul only works the Rabbanim. When Shvi's is Bismana said the Rabbanim. If it's the Araisa, the Rambam says Lo Mo'il. the rag that holds Moriru. Rashi holds like who, and Tosos holds like who? No, you tell me. Kesef Nisha says that what? That what? Kesef Nisha says that what? That Rava holds like Abaye, he learns like Tosos. That Abaye is like what? That Hillel is like Rebbe, that what? Rava holds like Abaye. And therefore what? Please get it. The answer that we are saying now is that what? Tosos is holds like who? Who does Tosos hold like? This I want you to get. Tosos holds like the Rama. And Rashi holds like the Raya. Meaning to say, what was the Gemara's answer? What was the Gemara's answer? According to Rav, Hefker Bez and Hefker only answered the second Kasha. Hefker Bez and Hefker only answered the second Kasha. What was the first Kasha? Someone tell me, what was the first Kasha? If the Dereisitz cancel, how does Hillel go ahead and say it's not canceled? Right? What was the answer? Shi'is Bispana says throw a bottle. Right? Whose answer was that? I don't know. Evan? Who was that? Abaye said like Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Shi'is Bispana says throw a bottle. Abaye himself took care of the first Kasha. No one else took care of the first Kasha. Then the Gemara asked another Kasha, and then Abaye and Rabbi gave their own answers. I'm asking you, when Rava gave his answer to the second Kasha, did he also answer the first Kasha? So Tosfos says, no, he did not. Because Tosfos says that Rava agrees to Abaye that Kruzbul only works if what? If it's the Rabbanon Shviz Bisman Hazeh. If it's the Rabbanon. But if it's the Jewish, it wouldn't work. Are you following me? You gotta get this before we get to all the along the subsequent stuff. You gotta get the chat in the Gemara. Rashi says no. When Rava said Hefker Bez and Hefker, it's answering both Kashas. Which means Hefker Bez and Hefker is an all-powerful cloud. And if the Torah said it's canceled, the Rabbanan can say no, it's not canceled. Because Hefker Bez and Hefker. And therefore what, Mark? According to Rashi and the Ravid, even if Shviz Bismana says the arrest of Prusbul will work. A Prusbul will work. It all depends on how you learn the Pshat in the Gemara. Does everyone get this? It's not hard what you got. Does everyone get it? Mark, go ahead. Yes. It's based on Psukim. We're going to learn right now. Yes. In governing and financial matters, come and have this awesome koach. That's correct. That's what we're saying. That is correct. Okay? That has a very big nafkamina, how you learn the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Finish up the Gemara, Evan. Go ahead. Does everyone have this? Okay? Go ahead. The Tosfos says, Diramaskamikamidi. Go ahead, Evan. Just finish up. Let's go ahead because we've got a lot to do. Go ahead. Dumber of Yitzchak, let's go. Look at sidebar, guys. Go ahead, Shanelmar. Yeah, the Polish
Avoya Polish
Kutai. It's a Shirim. Katsasa Sorim.
Asarim by Skinim. Yep.
Who?
Who? Yadil.
Yibadil.
Yibadil.
Ezra gave very stark muster to the Jews. What did he say? You guys don't come up with me, your property's gone. You guys don't come up with me above, your property is gone. And he says, any of you guys that married what non-Jewish women, forget about it. They're separated from the cow. That's the first marker. Go ahead. Evan, second marker.
Second
marker. Go ahead.
Koma Shiyutu.
Second marker. Let me ask you a question. Do you think there's any difference between the two makaros? These are the two makaros mark in Shas for Hefker Bez and Hefker. Toskin Ezra, Toskin Yoshua. What is the difference between these two makaros? The Rashba has a very important comment. You get to the Rashba before me in Lamed Vav there? Ari, you turn to Rashba. Rashba makes a comment and he says, what is the koach of Hefker Bez and Hefker? What is the koach of Hefker Bez and Hefker? Can it just release? Lachgir?
Or is it even what? Lahaknos. Can the basin take the money out of Mr. X's bank account and put it in Y's? Or does it just have the cloth just to release it? Thank you, Ari. Or does it just have the cloth just to release it? You follow what I'm saying? This is the Chiddush, Lamaisa. How would you understand what I'm saying? Does Hefkibiz Hefkish take the money out of Mr. X, Lahakir, or can it put it in Mr. Y's bank account? Depends on the Tupsukim. How would you plug in the Tupsukim? The first pasuk tells you that what? They can release it, no. And the second pasuk tells you that they can what? They can always bequeath it from the fathers to the sons. That's the Chiddush. Okay? The two Makoros that are quoted for Hefkibiz and Hefkir, the Rashba writes, are representative, says the Amshel Shlomo, of what is the koyach of Hefkibiz and Hefkir? It's a machlokes that sos nesivos. Can they just take the money out of Mr. X's bank account, or does it have the koyach to put it in Mr. Y's? It depends what it are the two Makoros. First Makor says what? First Makor just release. Second Makor is they can manage what? Just like a father bequeaths property to his son, they can also take it out of Mr. X and Mr. Y. Now I want to just quote Rashi to you, and get in the Chofam and Aleph. And also Rashi is pretty medayik, and the Duyik like this in the Chofam and Aleph, that Rashi holds the second approach. The Gemara writes on the Chof that a husband, when he wants to divorce his wife, God forbid, has to pay the sofer, his salary. What happens if the husband has no money, and the woman has money? What do you do? The chayyim take the money out of the woman's bank account and put it in Mr. X's, and he pays the sofer. And you know what Rashi says on Daf Chof? He says hefker based on hefker. Aknui aknele rabbanon. Look here, Daf Chof from an hour. Aknui aknele rabbanon. Ahususim mididah. Vale kamandi yoyle. You the hefker based on haya hefker. Underline that. Rashi Chof from an hour says hefker based on hefker. So the Dvar Avon, the Kof Nerov, who gave smicha to the Rov, says that Rashi holds Lahaknos, and it depends on these 2 days. We got it? Depends on these 2 days what the koyach of Hefkibiz and Hefkir is. Okay? Very important. Rashi holds like that. Also, Rashi and Lamed Vavam and Aleph has a lashon. So when Mordechai Shifman was asking, that's a push-up shot in Rashi. Afkir Mizel was it, Rashi says. You saw the beginning of the Rashis in the Sugya? I'm looking at Lamed Zayin. Do you see the Rashi? He says, Lafkiya Mamona Shosev, Elitim Lazet. Lafkiya Lazet, Elitim Lazet. Rashi and Lamed Vavam is mashma like that. Yeah, Mark, real quick.
Does it matter that the Makoros
No, good question. Usually, your Divrei Kabbalah can go both ways. Machlokes Balabo, Rebbe Barcelona, the Rana Tainis. Is Divrei Kabbalah to be right or not? It's a good point. Good point. But for our purposes, we assume that it's a Diraisa. Hefker Bez Nefer. Okay, very good. Now let's get to the following, please. Okay? Shmitas Sofen, bottom line, this man has said, D'Iraisa D'Rabbanan or Amidik? What's it in? D'Iraisa D'Rabbanan or Amidik? 3 Shitas. The Raivin, Anasagis Arif, writes, it's Amidis Hasidis, along with the Balamor and the Meiri. And the Bala Itter. Okay? I'm sorry. The Ravid, the Balamor, and the Meiri all claim it's a Midas Chasidus. Okay? It's all a Midi. It's not a real deal. It's not the Raisa. It's not the Rabbanon. The whole thing is a Midi. It doesn't even exist. All the cases in the Gemara, the Ravid said they did it as a Midas Chasidus. They just took an extra Chumrah on themselves. The other polar, please get it, the Balayitr. The Balayitr writes, Shemitah, Sofim, as man says, D'Iraisa. Also, the Ramban writes in the Sefer Eschus here that Shemitah, Sofim, is D'Iraisa. He sows for himself. The Ramban in the Chidushim in Makkis writes that Shemitah, Sofim, is D'Rabbanan. Stira D'Rabbanan. And what's the middle Shemitah? That Shemitah, Sofim, is D'Rabbanan, which is the most prevalent Shemitah. That Shemitah Sofim is Manazes, the Rabbanan quoted the Rov Rishonim, Rashi's Mashma like that, the Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Rush, in Perek Dawud, Simon Yudimel, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Yosef, the Ramban, Ramban Shemitah Yobel, Perek Tesselach Abayz, the Chenech Riwa Achroyim, that Shemitah Sofim is the Rabbanan. So we appreciate this, and Rov Rishonim says the Rabbanan. Nonetheless, we got to do it. Okay.
This brings to the following question. There is a din in Shvi'is that the carcass hefker, correct? Carcass and Eretz Yisrael's hefker. How does it become hefker? Is it automatic? Or must the gavra get up and say, my field is hefker? Hafkata de gavra or hafkata de malka? Famous machlekes.
Beis Yosef. We don't. I don't spend so much time on this summer.
I may be flipping the sheet. This. If I'm not mistaken.
I think I'm flipping the sheet. But I believe the Beis Yosef holds. I've gone to the gavra. That the man must go. We'll check it out for Sunday later. And the mafik holds. I've gone to the what? I've gone to the mouth. It's automatic. Not just automatic. You don't have to do anything.
Automatically hefker. That's by the fields in Eretz Yisrael and Shvi'is. Yesh gam keno so machlekes and lomkes by Shvi'is k'sof. Does the dead go up in smoke automatically by itself? Or no? Must the mouth say, I release it. Mishamadani. I cancel the loan. Does it become buckle automatically? Or must the mouth say, I'm canceling it? Oh. Please get this. We know the Mishnah says in Shvi'is, the Masechta Shvi'is contains 10 prokim. The last parak deals with Shvi'is itself in the 10th parak. The Mishnah in Parak Yud, Mishnah Ches and Tes writes that if the Lova, after Shemitah comes and says, I want to pay the money back that I lent, that I borrowed, rather. What must the Malva say?
He must say the following words. Mishamet Ani. I'm canceling.
That's what the Mishnah says. I don't want to take it. And then the Mishnah says the Lova should insist, Achol Pikein, please take the money that I borrowed. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay. In fact, the Mishnah says, "Hamachzer chov she'avru lo shmita ruach chachamim nochem menu." In fact, the chachamim love a guy, a love a lover that, despite the fact that his loan was canceled, still pays the guy back. Please get that. Ruach chachamim nochem menu, says the Mishnah. Okay. Even though your loan was canceled, if the lover pays it back, it's very advantageous, and the chachamim like a man very, very much. Ruach chachamim nochem menu. Okay. Let me ask you, Lamaisa, and this is very big, important din. What's the din if the Malva does not say Mishamet any? What's the din? Okay? What's Allah if the Malva does not say Mishamet any? We're not talking about a prusbal. He hasn't made a prusbal. No one made a prusbal. What's the din? So please get this. The Yeraim says, if you do not say Mishamet any, Lo Omer. He says, the chol is not canceled. Ein chol mishmat. What does that show? What does the array hold? I've gone to the gavra, I've gone to the malkin. What did you say, Mark? Gavra, excellent. Please get it down. The array holds, I've gone to the gavra. If the malkin does not say mishamidani, then the law remains intact. Because is it, I've gone to the gavra. The Iran is in Mrs. Kuf Samach Dalit. Oh. The Minchasinuch, though, in Mitzvah Tov Ayin Zayin quotes Rov Rishonim that argue, namely the Or Zaruah, that says, no way, that the Chol is Mishmat. What does that show, Mark? Ein Chol Mishmat says Chol Mishmat. Mark, what does that show? Huh? I've gone to the Malka. Even without him saying it, it goes up in smoke. So we have a fundamental machlokes, the Iranian against Rov Rishonim system. What is the nature of Shemitah Sof? Does it go up in smoke automatically? Or does it have to be triggered by the Malva? Oh. So that's one nafkamin. Number two nafkamin. Give me number two nafkamin. What happens if the Malva takes the money? Is he over Gezel or not? What do you say? Is he over Gezel or not? What would be the deal? If you say the chol, no, you tell me, Mark. What do you say?
According to the
Urayim, no. According to what was a rule, yes. So let's write down Ein Gezel. According to the Iran, Yesh Gezel. Of course it is. If the mouth that takes the money is stealing, it went up in smoke. Second Nafkamina. Third Nafkamina. Please get this. What happens if the Malva takes the money and then dies? Could the local retrieve the money from the Yorshim of the Malva? What do you say? Yes. According to Rav Rishonim, it was Gezel. Of course they can retrieve it. Yorshim Gova are right. Yorshim Gova. Rav Rishonim will let there's a rule. According to the Iranian. What do you say? According to the Iranian? Could the Yorshim collect? No! Their father had a mitzvah, their father messed up. Why should you penalize what? Why should you penalize the Yorshim? Right? You shouldn't penalize the Yorshim. Does everyone get that? According to the Iranian? Ain't golden the Yorshim. Ain't golden mean Yorshim. Because the father messed up. Why should you penalize the sons? The father should have said Meshemini, he didn't. You see, according to the array, the loan remains intact. You got what I'm saying? Hafkata the Gavra means it remains intact until he says Meshamani. He didn't say Meshamani. It was bad. But why should you penalize the Yorshim? Father died, bequeathed the money. That's it. We said three good nafkaminas right off the bat. Number one, if he doesn't say Meshamani, what's the din? Is it canceled? Number two, is it gezel? And number three is what? Can he collect from the Yorshim if the Malva collected the money and then dies? I'll give you a fourth nafkamina. Sufik. What's the din if you're unsure whether you should do Shemitah Sufik or not? Sufik Shemitah Sufik. Whatever the case might be. The halacha, you're mistopic whether the loan's canceled or not. Who is the muchzik in this money? What do you say? Who's the muchzik in the money? You? According to the array, Mark, who's the muksik in the money? Muksik means who really owns the money? The Malva, excellent. Excellent. The Malva already is small letters, but get it down. The Malva is the muksik. Why the Malva muksik? Until he says Meshamani, he's owned the money. So if you have a suffix, the Malva should be able to collect. What do you have to be hold like Orzaru and Rope Rishonim? Who's the muksik in the money? The Suffolk, what do you normally say at Suffolk Mama? If I'm not sure whether you'll have seen any money. What's the famous cloud of any mamas? We mentioned a few days ago. The law is the most, according to Orza Rua. You shouldn't have to pay me a penny. Because it's Afghan to the Gavra, and you're not sure whether the loan automatically went up in smoke. So if you're not sure, keep the money by the law. You follow me? Those are four very good afghanis. How do you view the law of Mr. Schmidt's talk? Is it Afghanta the Gavra or Afghanta the Malki? Yeah, you got it? Oh. Now this leads us to the following. I want you to get this. If I ask you to articulate a formulation of what Shemitah Sofim is all about, okay? You get two formulations from these two approaches. This is what I want you to get. According to the array, how do you formulate the mitzvah Shemitah Sofim? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to shake a lulu. It's a mitzvah to blow the shofar. It's a mitzvah to cancel loans that are owed to you. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That's what the Iram writes. It's a mitzvah that Hashem wants you to give up a chol that's owed to you. Is that correct? Please get that down. It's like any other mitzvah. But according to Rav Rishonim, how do you articulate this mitzvah? How would you describe this mitzvah? Go ahead. I can't hear you. No. No, how would you just describe it lotus? How would you describe it in lotus? I've got to the Malka. Hashem is saying it's not your money. It's my money. You think it's your money? You're owed the money? Who are you? You're not the violin on the money. You just happen to have had it. You're an instrument that had it. You lent it to someone. That guy gives the servant to get the money. You are not the violin on the money. You are not the violin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the violin. Therefore, the chol goes up and smoke itself. That's the message that Shemitah Sofim is telling you. The message is that it automatically goes up smoke. It wasn't your money. And the biggest musa for it is it goes up and smoke by itself. Not that you need to say Meshamanani. It's a four, no? This is what we're remote. Shlita is one of the great rabbis in Kush. It's a great great color, a beautiful Sefer Shemitah, points out that if you look like Rav Rishonim, that it's Avgata D'Malka, the message being that it's not your money, it's the Eibishter's. And it went up and smoked by itself. Whereas if you look like Yerim, it's an incident. Like blowing shofar, like sitting in Sukkot, shaking lulav. So there are four nafkaminas, and what I want you to get also, what emerges, is two distinct, diametrically opposed articulations of what the mitzvah shmitzah is all about. Well, let's go like it. Okay? Zman hashmit. Let's get it. When is the loan canceled? The Torah Kedoshah says, in Perek Tevav Pasuk Aleph, Miket Shevashonim Tasa Shmitah. What does this mean? What is Miket Shevashonim? The Gemara Erkin Chavches and the Beis learns, Shvis is Mishamertis Besofo. That's what Rashi says, and the Rambam says, Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, Hilcha Shmitah V'Yol. In a few days, last day of Elul, when it ends, that Hilcha Shmitah cancels the law. That is what the Gemara writes in Erkin, Rashi and Rambam Basel. But there is a rush. The rush in the fourth parak in Arvasech and Gittin, in Yiches and Chav, quotes a Tosefta. I want you to get this. The Tosefta in Parakhes writes, Emasai Kosman Prusbel, the heir of Rosh Hashanah Hashvis. The rush writes, please get this. It's a split. The rush splits it. Even though Shemitah cancels the loan at the end of the year, but you got to write a principle last year before Rosh Hashanah. Because the Israel flow, he goes, according to the Rosh, exists throughout the whole year of Shemitah. You cannot claim to collect a loan from your borrower, but it's only canceled at the end of the year. See, most Rishonim say that when is the principle written up? Like we do. The end right now. That's when it's canceled, right now. The rush splits them with the din of when the loan is canceled and the Isser pressuring the law of it. You got me? So I want you to just go to the rush. The Isser of the Egos begins at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah Shvi'is. The loan is though only canceled at the end of Shvi'is. Therefore, according to the rush, you have to write the principle up last year, last Elul. That's what comes out from the rush. And the other Rishonim argue on the Rosh, and they hold like the simplest reading of the Gemara. And the simplest reading of the Gemara is that the loan is canceled. That's when the Isser of Logikos is as well. And therefore, we hold like the Rosh Ladina. And therefore, right up the principle now, right before it's going to be canceled. Okay? Now, there are those, please get it, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, there's an inyan to be machmer for the Rosh. And Rav Lichtenstein himself, Shlitit, also was machmer for the rush to write up a prusbel last Elul, to be machmer for the rush. But the Beis Yosef says it's wrong. The machmer does not hold like the rush, and he writes, we write the prusbel now when the loan will be canceled. Okay? And the Chassam Sofer writes that his Rebbe, he asked his Rebbe, there was a Talmud, Chassam Sofer's Choshe Mishpat Simen Nun, one of the Talmidim wanted to be machmer and write up the prusbel before last Rosh Hashanah. And the Chassam Sofer said, his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler said, we don't have that minig, we are makel. We are not machmer for the rush. But I want you to get this, okay? But I want you to get, it's very important to note the conceptual theory of the rush, the svara, where the rush splits lo-yigos. Lo-yigos is when Lifnei Shvi'is and Shmita, Shmita's Ksofen is when Sof Shvi'is. Most Rishonim don't buy that human conception. It should be at the same time at the end of Shvi'is. Shmita, it says Miketz, can't argue on the possible Chumash. The Shmita Sof, everyone agrees at the end of the seventh year. It says Miketz Shev Rishonim. Shmita Sof is the Sof. Yeah, but there is no show, I want you to know, don't know, but okay. Rav Lichtenstein and Tanya said you should be mad. Okay? Fine. Real quick, because we got to get the Chumash.
The rush, save that out. The media was pressuring the bed.
No, no. What the principle does is that it keeps it intact, and therefore, what you will not want.
That's not directly putting pressure on the guy.
No, it's not. But what it does, it keeps it intact, and I don't have to be tovea from him. I don't have to be tovea from him. I don't have to ask him for money. That's what it keeps it intact. I don't have to ask him for money anymore.
Why is that viability?
No, what violating lo yigos is me claiming from him. So if I write a proof, the proofable has to be written before in order for me to what? In order for me to ask him, and then I don't have to what? And then I can ask him for money. There's no problem. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, according to most Rishonim, the whole year of Shemitah, I can ask him for a loan. I can ask him for the money back. The issur is, after Shemitah, I can't ask him anymore. See, the person found the Chumash is, once the loan's been canceled, I can't ask him anymore. The Rosh has a Chiddush and says, no, I can't even ask him during the year of Shemitah. Even though it only gets canceled at the end. You follow what I'm saying? That's why the Rosh is such a Chiddush. It's like the window of time that there's abeyance. Don't pressure. So what allows me to what? That's why I have to write the crucible up before that window of time begins. Because if I wait till that window of time begins, I'm finished. Me writing up the crucible would be constitute what? Pressuring him. That would constitute pressuring that. I mean, you're asking a good question. So that's why I have to write it out before the Yugos begins. Otherwise, that's a fact that my writing up the crucible would be considered pressuring that. You're asking very good. But that's what I'm saying, the rush is such a chiddush. Pashup shot is, when the loan is canceled, that's when the issur of the ego starts. I mean, there's no money anymore. It's dead. It's canceled. So what are you toveim for? The rush says, no, there could be a situation where the ego exists while the loan is what? It's not been canceled. Which is a very big chiddush. Okay? Alright. Now, okay, we're not going to have enough time to finish the whole story of Shmissel, so we'll finish on Shmissel and Prusbel. Just one more point I want to just mention, and that is the following. Let's just get it. The Gemara in Makis on Gimel and Beis has two Lashonos. Let's say I lend a guy money for 10 years, a 10-year loan. Okay? Most mortgages are 30-year loans, right? But let's say it's a 10-year loan. Okay? What's the bid? Obviously, there's going to be a Shemitah year in that 10-year period. What's it then? So the Gemara and Makis on Gimel and Alf running on the Gimel base has two Lashonos. Is that canceled or not canceled? So the Gemara and Makis on Gimel and Alf quotes the first Lashon, that it's Meshamet. And the Gemara quotes the second Lashon, that it's not Meshamet. Two Lashonos in the Gemara. A 10-year loan, is the loan canceled or not? First Lashon, yes. Second Lashon, no. How do we paskin? The Rush quotes B'shem the Rival, that it's canceled. Tosfos though, on the top of Gimel and Beis in Makis Dirmasko, Ika de Amri argues and says, no way, that the loan is not canceled. The Rambam also says in Perek Tesalachates is not canceled. The Rabban, the Ritva, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samach Zayin Sifyut. All the dinim of Prusbo are found in Simen Samach Zayin in Choshen Mishpat. Simen Samach Zayin, Choshen Mishpat, all the dinim of Prusbo. So the Rambam, the Tosfos, the Rabban, the Ritva, the Shulchan Aruch, all paskin, it is not Meshamet. Oh. Why? And this is what I want to bring out, very similar to what Yitzi was asking. Okay, please get this. And that being as follows. Okay? This is the Chiddush. Any chol that it is impossible for you to toveya at the end of Shemitah cannot be nullified. You understand what I'm saying? This was a 10-year loan. Can I, at the end of the 7 years, let's assume the seventh year would be Shemitah. At the end of the 7 years, can I be toveya him or not? No. It's before the term. I can't ask. If it's a 10-year loan, I can't ask him before the 10 years are off, correct? So any loan which I do not have the ability to be toveya cannot be canceled. It stretches over that window of seven of the Shemitah. You follow me? Any chol that I cannot claim and get the money for doesn't lend itself to be canceled. Because conceptually it's bigger than the 7 years, it passes over the 7 years. That's the board. You got me? That's the Wari Paskin. It is not Mishamet. That is the Chiddush. Okay? That is the Chiddush. That is the Chiddush. I want to bring that out. You follow me? It's interesting. You know, it's like you can't just have Shemitah cancel something that I couldn't collect. See, the Torah's talking about a situation where you could collect the Torah's stops you. Okay. Now, I just want to know, are we passing that Prusbel's written now? Not like the Rosh. What do you do with the Tosefta of the Rosh? It's a Tosefta. So the Chuvah Simichas L'Ravan, Simen Tzadiches, had a different gears than the Tosefta. Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Motzei Shviz. Please get that down. The Rosh had a Tosefta. How do you get rid of the Tosefta? You don't get rid of it. It was a different gears. The Jews, because one of says, Erevashur Shomotzi Shvis. But if you look in the Eben Ezra, on Chumash, he learns like the Rush. He quotes the Tosefta exactly like the Rush. So there is another sheet to size for the Rush Eben Ezra. All right, go ahead, and we got to go to Chumash, and we'll pick it up from here on Sunday. Let's call her, I left Shir 11:30 to Shir. I got to get called Yom Rishon. Sunday, go ahead, all right. What did you say? Any what?
Any
chok that I cannot be toveya. Shmita cannot cancel.
So what is the
rush? Well, it eventually will be canceled at the end of the year. According to the Rosh, I can't be toveya from him from the beginning of the year, but it eventually will be canceled at the end of the year. You follow what I'm saying? The truth is, you're asking a great kasha. The answer to your kasha is that the Rosh doesn't care with them. That rule that I just said is not according to the Rosh. Because how does the Rosh paskin? It's a very good point, what Aaron's saying. You know what Aaron's saying? Aaron's asking me, according to the Rosh has a possibility, the beginning of the seventh year, you cannot ask the guy, but it's only canceled at the end of the year. How does the Rosh paskin answer Shonen, we said? That it is canceled. See, the Rosh doesn't, this rule that we said is not going to be the Rosh. Aaron's making a great point. According to the Rosh, he says the 10-year loan, it is canceled. He can't collect, but he doesn't care. Shmita cancels everything. Just like Shmita, you're right. You can't collect it, even though Shmita's at the end of the year, it doesn't make a difference to the Rosh. That rule was not set according to the Rosh. It's a very phenomenal point. Okay? Very good. Now, there was a fellow who brought in something yesterday. There's a rally on Monday. I can't find where I have it in my... There's a rally. You have the piece of paper? There's a rally on Monday against Iran, right? Oh, so what did it say? We should have Shir Rui?
Yeah.
All right, so we have to talk about it. What time is the rally at?
11:45 to 1:45.
11:45 to 1:45?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we have to decide on Sunday when Shir will be. Probably be before that, though. What is it for? To rally against what? He's coming to America again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll discuss when Shir, not of Shir. Okay, let's finish with Chumash. Okay? All right. Very good to go to these things. Okay? I remember we went to Washington for Russian Jewry. We went to Washington when I also was in college. I don't remember where I put the... I put it in the back here? Yeah, but I had it as a formal from Rebronstein. Okay. All right, 11:45, okay. I remember also when I was in the... we went to Washington for the Russian Jewry. Very important. Okay. All right, so we'll have to have Shir earlier that day. What time are the buses leaving? 11, it says?
Subway, MetroCard's there.
Uh-huh, okay. All right, very good. Okay, it's very important if you go with Hasek against the you know, people that are fighting against you. Okay. And then we had this big placard. I held this whole big placard right at Capitol. The Capitol. What's the Capitol in Washington? About the free. We were free of the Yidden. Free of the Yidden. I still remember the song. Okay. All right, let's go. Chumash in Parshat Kisavo. In Parshat Kisavo, the Torah HaKadosh speaks about the mitzvah of Bikurim. It's very interesting. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, the Rambam explains, there was a lot of... celebration and pomp that when they brought the Bikurim in, they used to dress up the ox with gold, and they used to have people used to sleep outside Yerushalayim so everyone could go together, and the people from Yerushalayim would greet the people coming in, and they would have all the Shivas Aminim, or the Bikurim or the Shivas Aminim, be a tremendous, tremendous celebration, unlike any other mitzvah. Kashas, what was so special about the Bikurim? That there was this unbelievable celebration in Palm, that everyone came together, Barovam Hakusmel, Mamish, like no other mitzvah. What was so special about the Kuru? So, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a very, very, very powerful message here. And Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal is Masvir. The Sforno says in Parshas Noach, when Hashem brought the Mabul, He changed nature. Before the Mabul, there were no seasons. It was static. Every day was, I don't know, 70 degrees throughout the whole year. There were no four seasons. But after the Mabul, Hashem changed the world, the nature of the world, and created seasons. And this was emblematic of the Dor HaMabul. What was the Dor HaMabul? The Rambam writes, what finished off the Dor HaMabul, even though we normally assume Gezel is what finished them, but they were steeped in Avodah Zarah. What was the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says? They first started serving stars, because stars were servants to Hashem. Then after a few weeks or months, they forgot that the stars served Hashem, and they started serving the stars. They forgot that Hashem's in charge. They had been dulled into static, the same thing. And they were so dulled into it that before long they started serving the actual constellations. And they had no excitement for mitzvahs to the degree that their whole mitzvahs evaporated. And they started worshipping Avodah Zarah. Because there was nothing, they didn't appreciate the notion of newness. And having a spark, a flame. Everything was the same. Everything was the same. David Stern says, once the world is destroyed, the world will not be the same. There'll be, nature will be different. There'll be four seasons. And when Hashem brings the Mashiach, Hashem will create a new world. But even now, it's Mechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aser Bereishit. Why is that? Because Hashem wants us to internalize that it is so important and paramount to have newness and freshness. When you do mitzvahs, what does Rashi say in our parsha? Hayom. It says Hayom by the Bikurim once a year, not twice a year. But what does it say? Hayom, this day we became a nation. What does Rashi quote? Every day we learn Torah as if Hashem gave it to us. It's got to be new. You have to have the freshness of Torah, the excitement of learning, of doing mitzvahs. Your mitzvahs can't become stale. You have to be one doing mitzvahs. We have to charge ourselves off to be able to do that. You know, one of the most powerful messages of Bikurim is Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov only is someone who stops and thinks about, oh, what did this guy do for me? What did Hashem do for me? I have to act on it. I have to, if I'm dull, if it's stale, oh, okay, he did a big thing for me. What's the big deal? You have to be appreciative. To be appreciative in the Mishmak HaTov, you have to be ready. Right? Lavan is like the linebackers when they go like this, right? Everyone's got to be ready, right? You got to be ready. It's a very important thing. That's the key for preparation for Elul for Rosh Hashanah. That's why Kisavo. One reason why it comes before Rosh Hashanah is Ezra made a takana that the year for finish should finish with all its klalos, God forbid, all the negativities. That's why we always have Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. Because we read the brachos and klalos. The year should finish with its negativities. But also we could suggest that Bikurim, we read before Rosh Hashanah to instill in us this notion of pomp. Why was there so much pomp? Bikurim, the first fruits, it's new. They're new. We're excited about the newness. It's not stale and dull for us. It's new for us. It's exciting for us. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's a challenge. And it's very important that what? We don't go into Rosh Hashanah, oh, Nacha Rosh Hashanah, Nacha Yom Kippur, Nacha Sukkot. No, this is Yom HaDin, Mamish. Yom Noro, V'Oyom V'Kadosh. There's got to be a newness, a freshness. Rav Lessin Zatzal, the Mashgiach in the Yeshiva, before many years ago, I never saw him, L'maisin. Rav Lessin, Mashgiach Zatzal used to say, Rav Shem used to say, from Ona Kabbalah, Ona Rosh Hashanah. If you're not makabel on yourself something new, then it's a nishkin Rosh Hashanah. You have to make goals. It's not enough to make goals, you have to fulfill them. And you've got to keep that goal in your mind. The freshness, we've got to be able to, I'm not saying it's easy, tired, we're all tired. But you've got to charge yourself up. That's what Bikurim is all about. That's why it's such a new thing. New fruits, something that's new. Well, every day we get to learn Torah, and new things, a new zach. The Dor HaMabul's problems, everything became stale. What does the Gemara write in Sukkot? It's later in Sabbatat Mendalit. Rebbe Lazar was asked by a Baal Bus during Shemitah year. He was paying his workers. There were workers that were doing work in his field. He was paying them a fix. He said, am I doing the proper thing? So Rav Lowe said, of course you're not doing the proper thing. That food is free to everyone. You're not allowed to pay for it, pay anyone with them. So he quickly ran away. Then he comes back. So Rav Lowe says, I've never seen a man like this in 40 years. What's the story telling us? The story's telling us. He learned a new din. As soon as he learned a new din, he runs quickly. As soon as he can hear a new din, he runs quickly to fulfill it. Then he comes back for an etzah, what he should do. Then he comes back for an etzah afterwards. But this exemplifies what? Hearing a new din, new Torah rushing, happiness. The happiness of the Torah. To have this freshness. Very critical. You cannot have this what excitement for Yom HaDin, for Rosh Hashanah, that we're trying to be, we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah if you come towards more, what it's all about, as you should. To be Mavlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be with a freshness, excitement. That is, you guys are all getting married. It's got to be with a freshness, an excitement. You're not excited about a woman, you're not going to marry her. It says what it says in the Pharisees, but Anila Dodi Vidodi Li. That's what the Bikurim exemplify. This excitement that we have to try to have with us. So Hashem should give us this koyach to have the what the excitement, the freshness, and the renewal that we appreciate and strive for as Yom HaDin comes. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos.